The women's NCAA championship game is tonight in Indianapolis. Michelle Vopel is there to cover the game for the Kansas City Star and ESPN.com, and she joins us now for a preview. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
First off, for those who haven't been following it too closely, let's talk about the two teams in the final. Michigan State, in the semifinal game, didn't look like it was going to make it to the final game.
No, they really didn't. And the things that have worked all season for Michigan State, which is just exceptional teamwork and confidence, came through, and they were able to tie for the largest comeback in the history of the women's Final Four and beat Tennessee.
They were down 16 points in the second half?
Yes, they were. They chipped away at it, and in the last really 3 minutes of the game were just riveting and were able to come back and win.
And Baylor, the opponent tonight, only came back from a 15-point deficit to get there.
Yeah, and I think Baylor, I felt like the Baylor-LSU matchup was really an even matchup. I was surprised that Baylor was down by 15. That hasn't been a position they've been in really very often this season. Interestingly enough, they were down by 19 at halftime to LSU in the season opener and almost came back to win this game, and this time they did the job.
Is there a player on either team, or a coach for that matter, that you look at as a real catalyst who makes things happen, who can change a game very quickly?
What's interesting is both these teams have players like that. I would say for Michigan State, it's Kristen Haney, who had a key steal on Sunday night that gave Michigan State its first lead in the second half against Tennessee. She's just been the glue for that team all year long. And for Baylor, it's Sophia Young, who's a Kodak All-American and just is one of the best post players in the country. And really, even when she's struggled a little bit, she's still oftentimes, I think, the best player on the court. And I believe, you know, you'll see both of those players come through with big games on Tuesday night.
Now, when these two teams get together, how do they match up?
Well, Michigan State is a little bit more deliberate team, plays a lot of zone on defense, and runs a half-court offense very well. Baylor, I think, is more athletic at every position, especially more athletic post players. But I think it's also pretty exciting because these are two coaches, Kim Mulkey Robinson for Baylor and Joanne P. McCauley for Michigan State, who are in their fifth year at their respective programs and now are both in the title game.
Michelle, you've been covering women's basketball for more than 20 years now. The game must have changed a lot in that time.
It really has. I think the biggest thing that's changed is just the athleticism and depth across the country. Girls start playing when they're younger and they're getting better coaching. And the result in that is when they come to college, they're already more skilled than certainly when I first started covering the game. So you just see a greater skill level that develops in the time they are in college. And again, you see that from so many more players, and they're spread across the country. So a lot more programs really have a chance to make an impact.
We've been talking to Michelle Vopel. She writes for the Kansas City Star and for ESPN.com. Thanks.
You're welcome.